Now, I know by playing this next track that I'm going to make one listener in Calgary in Canada very happy, because she writes to me regularly and she speaks to me about the program and she says how much she enjoys this particular song. Now, the last time I played it, I played another version of it. I want to play you now Glenn Curtin's version of The Wild Colonial Boy. And Mary, I hope you enjoy this.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home unto Australia's sunny shores. He was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he helped the poor, he shot James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One day upon the highway, as Jackie rode along, listening to the mockingbird singing a cheerful song, up jumped a band of troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you see we're 3-1. Surrender in the king's high name, you are a plundering son. Jack threw two pistols from his belt, he proudly waved them high. I'll fight, but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground, and turning round to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy, and that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
The last time I played a version of that, I think it was the Connie Foley version. There we heard Glenn Curtin telling us the story of the wild colonial boy. Now, here's a story that I want to tell you. It's about a young girl in the early 50s. She lived in Belfast, and her one ambition was to become a singer. So her parents had so much faith in what she wanted to do that they packed up their home and they all moved over to London, where she began to go round looking for work. And she was snapped up, and she became an immediate success. So much so that at one time in the 50s, she had 5 singles in the top 10 charts. I'm speaking of Ruby Murray. I had the good fortune of meeting her, having a cup of tea with her way back when, but we won't go there. That's for another day. But Ruby Murray, she sang some lovely songs. I want to play for you now one of my favourite Ruby Murray songs. Unfortunately, she died very young. But I want to play for you, as I say, one of my favourite Ruby Murray songs. It's a lullaby. It's just called Little One. Take a listen to this for a beautiful voice.
Kiss your ma and kiss your pa. Then you can pray to him afar. Close your eyes, go to sleep, little one. You can dream of fairies dear and of nursery rhymes you hear. Close your eyes. To sing you to sleep. You are mommy's pet, you know, and your daddy loves you so. Close your eyes, go to sleep, little one. If you're to sing you to sleep. You are mommy's pet, you know, and your daddy loves you so. Close your eyes, go to sleep, little one. Close your
lovely, sweet voice of Ruby Murray and Little One. Our Johnny McAvoy track this week is a little autobiographical. Johnny, who hailed from a town called Banagher in the Midlands of Ireland, and he sings this song about the town I left behind. I don't know whether we've played this on the programme before, but I suppose it could apply to anybody leaving Ireland and the town they left behind. But Johnny is singing about his hometown of Banagher.
Last night as I lay sleeping, a dream came to my mind about a place I love so well, the town I left behind. Down the years I traveled, today so long ago. I swear to you, I never saw a face I didn't know. And sometimes when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from. On Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where we swam. And I can see that old bog road, with turf piled to the sky. Oh, Banagher, you'll be my town until the day I die. Again I walked the Lusmer fields, or often I did stray, and once again I saw old friends, friends of yesterday. The Dolans and the Lunams, the Nallans and the Rhines, what memories these names evoke of far off happy times. And sometimes when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from, on Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where we swam. And I can see that old bog road with turf piled to the sky. O'Banagher, you'll be my town until the day I die. And round the town I wandered, I knew my way so well. And then I saw the old sports field, where first I'd learned to hurl. I heard the curlew's lonesome call across callow still. I watched the crows fly round the ruins of Waller's Falling Hill. And sometimes when I'm lonesome, think of where I'm from, on Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where we swam. And I can see that old bog road with turf piled to the sky. O'Banagher, you'll be my town until the day. But now I'm in St. Louis, it's here I've made my home. I've watched my life drift slowly by, I've seen my children grow. And though this land's been good to me, and happiness I found, just one more time I'd like to see the town I left behind. And sometime when I'm lonesome, I think of where I'm from, on Cuba Street, where old friends meet, the Shannon where we swam. And I can see that old bog road with turf piled to the sky. O'Banagher, you'll be my town until the day I die. And I can see that old bog road with turf piled to the sky. O'Banagher, you'll be my town until the day I die.
Johnny McAvoy telling us all about his hometown of Banagher, the town I left behind. Now, all I can say about this next track is that it's mad. Furiously fast. It's done by Wee Banjo 3. We've had them on the programme before, but on this recording, they're joined by Sharon Shannon, a fantastic accordion player. And they're giving us their version of a song. Well, when I was growing up, we had an old 78 of Burl Ives singing this song, The Fox. The fox went out on a summer's night and he prayed for the moon to give him light. Take a listen to this for some instrumental dexterity.
Oh, the fox went out on a chilly night and he prayed to the moon to give him light for him many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh. He ran till he came to the farmer's den, and the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, oh, we got the great goose by the neck and through. Back in, he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh, down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh, oh, the old gray mother, she jumped out of bed and she opened the window and she popped up her head saying, John and John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, John and John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh. Denver, the little box there, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. I must be in my divine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. It must be in my divine town, oh. Oh, the fox and his wife put out of his stripe, they cut up the goose with a fork and knife, and they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Amazing. Wee Banjo 3 plus Sharon Shannon and the Fox.
My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentations. I hear the trumpet sounding strong that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It ever echoes in my life. How can I keep from singing? And though the shadows gather round, the endless song you give, my strength within and joy. Dark the night and long the road.
There, friends, you heard the beautiful, haunting sound of Celtic Woman, a live performance, and How Can I Keep From Singing? Simply wonderful. Now, we changed the style again. I did warn you at the beginning, didn't I? This time, we listened to the wonderful musical technique of Dermot O'Brien. Dermot, who, a wonderful musician, good songwriter, good singer, and a wonderful accordion player. Here he's playing for us a piece that's not an Irish tune. I think it started as an old jazz tune way back when, but Dermot gives it his very own treatment as he plays Whistling Rufus. Wonderful performance there from Dermot O'Brien. That was a big hit for Dermot when he started off first of all in the music scene. His version of Whistling Rufus. Now here's a song that you all know so well, although it starts as though it was going to be a Strauss waltz.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you must laugh all the while, and all other times smile. And now smile, a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, so they steal your heart away. For your smile is a part of the love in your heart, and it makes even sunshine more bright. Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light. For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, and there's ne'er a real care nor regret. And while springtime is ours throughout all of youth's hours, let us smile every chance that we get. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal.
I've been looking forward to playing this last track, friends. The sister and brother act, Dolores and Sean Keane, and their wonderful interpretation of Fare Thee Well, Love.
Fare thee well.
Country one.
Dolores and Sean Keane bringing our programme to an end this week. It has been quite a mixed programme and the voice has just held out. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying I hope you've enjoyed the programme. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're back together again with another Sounds Irish next week, Joe Bollard saying take care, God bless you all, travel safely, slán, bye.